Shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. God bless you. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Rapture Watch. This is the Bride TV, the channel of the present truths and the end time message. I'm Brother Olumide Jesus David, and as usual, I have my wonderful brother with me today, Brother Gabriel Onyejiaka. Shalom to you, brother.
God bless you, Brother Olumide, and shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. Yes, this is Rapture Watch. We're here to receive from God, and I'm sure by the end of today's episode, you'll be highly blessed. God bless you.
Okay, we have a very interesting topic today. We've done the first part of it. We want to continue under the Issachar anointing, on the line of the same thoughts. What happened in Eden? And today will be the second part. What happened in Eden? It's a question. A lot of us think what happened in Eden is just a sex act, but by the infallible proof of the Issachar anointing, revelation is getting deeper, or we are progressing in revelation. And when I mention Issachar anointing, you definitely know who we have with us in our studio today. That is our beloved pastor, the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, Brother Moses Alu. You're welcome, sir.
God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Brother Lumide, Brother Gabriel, and all the Bride TV crew, I say shalom to you and shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. Welcome to another episode of the Rapture Watch. And Brother Olumide, you said many of you think it's a sex act. You forgot those who think it's apple that.
I'm speaking as opposed to message believers. That's true.
Well, we're talking to all.
That's true, sir. Thanks for the correction, sir.
That's right.
Well, we have a message, and by God's grace, we are getting deeper in understanding. Our revelation is progressing, and the light is shining brighter, and we are preparing for the coming of the Lord. What happened in Eden, part 2? Our pastor with the Issachar anointing, you know, that's what is reading now, is ready to give us what the Holy Spirit has for us today. We'll take a short break. Before then, let me leave you with this scripture so that you could think about it. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. It says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter." It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter. So God can actually do things and hide it from the, you know, from the eyes of the wise and prudent. Yes. But at the same time, he said he reveals them to babes, such as we learn. We'll take a break, and when we'll come back, I want you to get your Bible and your writing materials ready, because it's going to be a very interesting Bible study. We'll be right back after this short break.